Hello and welcome to GameraCast episode 172. This is recorded on the 4th of October 2009. And I'm Paul.
And I'm Catherine.
Adam, if you listened last week, is unavailable this week.
Yes, it's his birthday today. It is today, yeah?
Aye.
Yep, today.
It's today. But we're still here in the studio doing the recording.
The studio.
Yes.
No, that's old.
Yep, that is old. Okay, right. So we've got a couple of news items this week.
Yeah.
The Brutal Legend demo has shown up on the Xbox market.
Yep, in the UK, finally. It came out in America quite a while ago now. I think it came out Friday? Around Friday? Maybe a few days before? I'm not sure on the exact day. But that's out now. I haven't actually played the demo. I've seen the menu, which is quite nice. You saw that, didn't you, Charlotte?
The menu is awesome.
It's like a vinyl sleeve.
Yeah, basically it's a vinyl sleeve. But the cool thing about it is when you go to the different options, you see, like, it's basically a film shot of a table with this vinyl on it. And you see, like, two dudes' hands.
What do you mean two dudes' hands? A guy's hands.
Well, there's two hands.
It's really intuitive, if that's the right term. Either way, it's a really nice menu. There's not really anything like that.
No, you can just play around with the menu for a while, because it's cool.
Well, yeah, Charlotte had fun showing it to me, even though I'd seen it already. But it's nice. I'll play the demo, because it probably takes place in a different point of the game that I played at work. So I'd imagine I should give it a play.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the demo's up. Everyone should download it. Because I'm not sure if Game actually gave out codes for demos or not in the end. But it officially came out the other day, so just get it. I'm not sure if it's on PS3. I'd imagine so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Can you move your stuff? Thank you. Okay, next up, the other day, Dead Space 2 was, well, I'm not sure if it was officially announced or slightly announced. Unfortunately, I haven't actually played through all of Dead Space yet, so I'm not sure on how it comes to an end. I don't think my sister's finished it yet either, so I haven't had a chance to see it yet. So I'm not sure on how Dead Space 2 is going to take place or where.
Meh, who cares?
Because I'm not sure what happened on the Ishimura and all that stuff. But if they can keep it up, it'd be good. Although I'm sure a lot of the people left once they finished making it, even. At least that's what I thought. Either way, it's something to look forward to. I can't remember the name of the studio at EA if they do it, but it should be cool. It was a good game. What are you doing?
Who the hell is Founder?
From the forums.
Wow, I've not seen him in ages.
Yes. But yeah, so Dead Space 2 in production. God knows when it's coming out. Sometime next
what we
year,
can
maybe.
Do, however, what we can do, however, is say when Formula 1 2009 is coming out on the Wii and the PSP. That's coming out on the 20th of November for those Formula 1 fans.
By Codemasters.
Who want a limited cut down version and don't want to wait till next year for the proper
version. The Wii
version.
One comes with a wheel. Wow. Or something free along those lines. I remember seeing on the game website it had something
free.
That's
what free. I always wanted.
It's better than the PSP version not getting anything for free with it. Please don't, Paul, don't.
What?
Leave it. What are you doing?
What?
Stop messing around.
I'm just testing things. Just pay attention to the show notes. This is my half of the screen.
Yeah, and you're messing around with stuff. So this is because we don't have Adam.
Well, no, I still do it even with Adam, but...
Yeah, but while he's talking. But now you're doing it while I'm talking.
Well, excuse me.
I'm not too fond of that.
Also, we can tell everyone the PSP Go came out.
Yep, that came
out
along
with... So you can get Formula 1 2009 on your PSP Go.
No.
Assuming it's available for the PSP Go.
Assuming it's a downloadable game. And that's quite a big assumption.
Yeah, you didn't give me time to finish. That's what I was
going
to say.
Okay.
That's the point I was trying to make.
As well as the PSP he go. Of course, the PS3 Slim 250 gig came out as well.
Wow.
They released both of them on the same day. I heard that in Guildford they were sold out of the PS3s in the game store. Not sure about the PSP Go's. Not sure why anyone would spend that much money on something like that. Perhaps if it was some amazing special edition crazy thing with like loads of games already on it or something. I think you might get Gran Turismo with it.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that.
Because it came out the same day as well on PSP. And I'm sure I read that they were doing a download of it and maybe you were getting it free. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look at that much news recently, so... Yeah. Next up as well, also released, I'm thinking, on Friday. The Fable 2 episodes? I haven't read up on it, but apparently the first episode's free.
Free is good.
Yeah, and I read something about Peter Molyneux saying he doesn't like demos, even though really he's pretty much just released a demo of it. But apparently he's against demos.
Yeah, of course you are, Peter.
But then, of course, with demos, then if people don't want to get it, then they'll never buy it, and then he loses out on money.
Yes, Peter, we know you don't have a lot of money left.
But, yeah, so I don't know how many of the episodes are up. I read somewhere that you can buy a disc version of them as well, but you can try out the new one on Xbox Live and give that a go. I still have yet to play it, so I don't know what it's like.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. Hey, Adam's playing it. If Adam was here, he'd talk about Fable 2.
Oh, we'll talk about that next week.
Yep, that's true. Next up, there was recently a new firmware update for the Wii, which is
You know what I hate? Firmware updates on Nintendo consoles, because they take hours.
You only know that because of me.
I had a Wii, thank you very much.
It wasn't really yours.
It was in my house. I played on it.
Okay.
I paid for it, even.
Yeah, I know you paid for it. Yeah.
So yeah, they just take, you know, the Xbox, update available, do you want to update, click yes. The bar goes across really quickly, the console reboots, it's done. The Wii, it's like, and there's no progress bar, it's just the, you know, the funny lights flashing around.
Yeah.
In a square or whatever it is. It's a circle. And it makes the stupid noise, doesn't it? Just imagine if Windows Update made a noise every time it was updating.
It'd be quite annoying.
Especially if it made like a screaming noise.
But it doesn't... I'm not going to square. It doesn't scream. Yeah, and apparently this new update, which is 4.2, which I don't think I said yet because you interrupted me, has been breaking people's consoles.
Bricking
people's consoles.
Bricking is the
Does that mean turning it into a useless brick?
Yes.
Okay.
A brick.
I'm kind of wary of updating mine now.
It won't do it to yours. Whenever there's reports of stuff being bricked, it's always, you know, just a bunch of rejects who turned it off while it was updating.
Okay. Well, I'll do it anyway. And if it... Well, apparently Nintendo have said if they break... Well, if the firmware update breaks your consoles and it's not a modded console... Obviously, a lot of them are modded consoles. They will repair it for you free of charge. If it was me, I'd demand something else as well.
Compensation. Yeah, for the inconvenience of losing it for a while.
Free 200 points or something like that to spend on the shopping channel or something. Because the thing is, if they've got to repair it, you might then lose loads of the crap on it. I don't know. I haven't had a Wii broken, so I'm not sure. But yeah, that'd be a bit sucky.
I wouldn't worry too much about it, because, you know, there's always reports of something going wrong. And of course, there's never any details on how many people have suffered from this.
Yeah, that's the first thing you noticed on the game.
It could be like two guys. Well, 2 out of 20 million Wiis isn't bad.
True, but then how many people do you think actually update the firmware on their Wiis?
Well, yeah. How many are actually
connected to the internet?
You know what I'm saying.
With the broad audience they're marketing at. I know, but with the broad audience they're marketing at, it's like, how many do you think would actually do that?
Six. So it's 2 out of 6 isn't bad odds.
Charlotte, when she went home, set up our brother-in-law's PS3 to go on the internet. Because he'd had it a while and had no idea how to set it up, and was amazed to find out you can get demos and stuff. But yeah, that's another thing. Next up, my next two things are quite small little thingies. Borderlands, I mentioned a couple of episodes ago. I think maybe 3 episodes ago. Not too. Is it 3? No. 2 episodes ago? No. 4 episodes ago?
Episode 168.
So 4 episodes ago. Okay. I just
giant blue hedgehog in time, if I do remember correctly.
Yes, because that's what it's telling you. Yeah, because I just briefly mentioned about the gameplay on it, but recently their creative director from Gearbox, the guys who brought us Brother in Arms, said on Twitter that he would give anyone who pre-ordered it, well, he'd meet anyone who pre-ordered it in-game and give them free loot. The term was loot, so I'm not sure what on earth they mean by that, whether it's money or...
one gold piece.
Or, like, a weapon of some sort or anything.
Ooh, a weapon. A weapon of an imaginable destructive bow.
Of course, the second he wrote this on Twitter, it was on Kotaku and everywhere else game newsy. And so far, he's had at least 200 people. Have I actually said what he was... yeah, did I say it was for a pre-order bonus?
Yeah, and if you didn't, okay. I'm sure they gathered that.
Okay, and apparently he's had...
I'm following 5 people on Twitter.
Apparently he's had about 200 people now send him... what's the word? Send them...
tweets?
No.
Pre-orders? Letters? Emails?
Confirmation of their pre-orders? Yeah, and he's had about 200 people respond back to him. I think I might try and do it as well. Because I was thinking of getting Borderlands.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
So I could pop in game. Nice of you to listen before then. I might pop in game during the week, get a pre-order down.
By Gearbox, yeah?
Yeah. Take a picture, send it to him on Twitter or something, be like,
meh.
Meet me. It looks kind of cool. RPG FPS. In cell shaded form.
Oh, this. I remember this. Yeah, it just didn't really interest me very much.
No, I think it looks quite cool.
The box aren't as shit as well.
No, I like that.
No.
Because it's got the images inside there. I think the guy looks a bit stupid, but I like the whole blood having images in it. Anyway, yeah, so that's quite cool. And that he's actually sticking to his word and doing it. What are you doing? Yeah, he's sticking to his word and is doing it so far. I think it's 200 plus people. And that's just for 360 users. Because apparently you can pre-order it on Steam as well. So he's
for the Windows release.
Yes, for the Windows release. Which has been delayed. I'm quite sure.
It's a week after the consoles, isn't it?
Yeah. So that'd be quite cute. And then I might decide to do it and get some free stuff. If I actually get it and play it, that is. I could just pre-order it and leave the pre-order. And the other next up little thing is... kind of recently, Bioshock 2... Well, the makers of Bioshock 2, so 2K Games, have been... Well, 2K... Is it Australia?
2K someone.
Yeah. Have been doing a lot of ARG... So what's that? ARG... What's that? ARG, what's it stand for?
ARG?
ARG.
ARG.
I can't...
Automatic Reconnaissance Ground.
No.
Airborne Reconnaissance Ground?
Artificial Reality Game? No, that's got to be wrong.
ARG.
It's got something... Oh, I should have looked this up again.
Yes.
Well, the 360 stuff we did was ARG stuff. ARG. Do you remember that?
Architecture?
Do you remember that? The 360 ARG stuff?
No.
No.
American Record Guide.
No.
Alternate reality game.
No. Yeah? Okay.
I don't know.
Alternate reality game then. Okay. Interactive cross-media narrative. Yeah. That's right. On their website, which is called beyondthesea.com.
Beyondthemonkey.com. noob.
Yes. They had, back in July, they sent... Well, they put a letter up on the website and sent it to people as well, which... Oh, don't look at that. Which told them a specific time and place where some information for the missing... for her missing daughter might appear at. And one of the places was Brighton, and there were bottles on the beach. And I'm really gutted that I missed it, because I'm quite close to Brighton now. But now one thing they're doing is... Stop looking at stuff. There's a thing on the website, on the beyondthesea.com, which urges you to send him information. I'm going to try it myself, because one guy... Well, it was back in July. Can you stop looking at things? Thank you.
I do apologise.
Back in July, and he wrote to them and got the vinyl of the Bioshock 2
soundtrack.
By
vinyl, we mean old school record.
Vinyl, record, whatever you want to call it.
A record.
A record. yeah, and he got a copy of it sent in the post, and I wouldn't mind that, so I've written up an envelope with the address you can find on beyondthesea.com if you have a look for it.
I thought it was Beyond the Monkey.
No, it's not Beyond the Monkey. So I'm going to send that, although I have to, of course, send it via airmail crap, because I'm not in America. So hopefully they'll have to actually decide to send me one, even though I'm not in America. But yesterday, or the day before, or recently, I don't know when, they've been sending out telegrams to people as well. And if you look on Kotaku, the... What would you call it? The title of it? The title of the article is There's Someone at the Door, and they one person who had one of the telegrams come to them, and she took a photo of the guy who was sending it. Messenger, there you go. The messenger who came on a bike, apparently. He looks a bit weird.
Mm-hmm. Weird is the word I'd use.
Yeah. But I think it's quite cool. So I'm going to see if I can get a vinyl. If not, I won't be too miffed about it. But it'd be nice to try and get it, because they're being quite interesting with what they're doing at the moment. Their little thing doesn't really make that much sense either, though. Unless that means they're getting more stuff. I don't know.
Who knows? I'll tell you what I do hate, though. Websites with these stupid...
Flash things.
Well, it's not even Flash. It's just JavaScript. You know, they use them...
How do you get rid of it? Did you press escape?
There.
Was there a button down there?
That really annoys me, those things. Yeah, apparently there should be stuff in that white box, apparently.
Oh, okay.
But obviously nothing's shown up.
Anyway, so yeah, that's about that. You can check out about it on Kotaku, or go on the beyondthesea.com website and have a look.
Beyond the Monkey.
There's quite a lot of things. It's like an interactive Flash website. It's okay. You've got to enter your birthday beforehand, obviously, because Bioshock 2 will be an 18, so they just want to be careful. Well, there's no content on there. Unless
of course, no kid would put in their real date of birth.
Either way, stop looking at things. Thank you. sorry. But yeah, so, I mean, I was quite interested in it before, but then I kind of just didn't do anything about it. I'd like to do some stuff with it. I just really wish I could have got one of those bottles from Brighton. They go for about £200 on eBay now.
Why didn't you send Charlotte down to get one?
I didn't know about it until the day after. I was at work, and I was looking on Kotaku, and I was like, damn. And I called Charlotte, and she was like, poop.
Yes, poop.
yeah, so that's enough of Bioshock 2. The last thing that I have to mention about, I don't know if Paul wants to mention anything else as well, is that over the weekend... So just now, I don't know if it was Friday as well, but Tesco's have been selling FIFA 10 for £25, which has gotten a lot of retail people getting annoyed at Tesco's for that.
Huh.
But then also lots of people happy because they can get it for £25. Not sure if it's any good. I haven't played the demo. I should probably promote it. I don't know.
Meh.
I think Prova is supposed to be better this year.
You know,
it's always different each year.
The trouble is, this could mean back in the older days, yeah, Prova was better, because back then FIFA was shit. But then EA spent a bit of money on it, because they realised, oh crap, we're actually getting beaten up in the marketplace by this game. So they spent a bit of money on it, and you know, it's been improving.
Might be good.
Yeah, we don't know. Adam won't know either.
So none of us really play sports games. We've got different interests in video games.
Yeah, we should need to get like a sports person on.
We don't have any sports people. And Tim doesn't count because F1...
isn't a sport.
Isn't a sport. Or isn't... It's a different... It's a racing game. And you play driving racing games.
Yeah, Forza Motorsport.
Yep. That's pretty much all I've got to say this week.
Yeah, there's not much this week, really. I mean, if Adam was here, he would be babbling on for like half hour about something or other, but we don't really see the point of wasting half hour.
It's either there's not that much stuff, or just because I haven't been monitoring stuff, and because Paul doesn't bother to look for stuff.
Hey, there's a reason.
This is all I came up with about an hour before we recorded this.
There's a reason GamerCast, for the last 3 years, has actually, these show notes are quite big, has had crap show notes.
Why is that?
Because the show notes didn't get done until Adam turned up to do the show.
Okay.
And it'd be like... Ch-ch-ch. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah. How long is this episode? 20 minutes.
Wow. That's really cool.
We've got to talk about something. Let's... we'll just try and fill up to half hour, shall we? I know. I shall review... Chess. Titans. Chess Titans is a fun chess game. You, of course, get it free with Windows Vista and up. Although I do not believe all SKUs come with it.
No? But any specific ones?
Yeah, I think it's Home Premium and Up, which comes with it. So all those Home Basic tards who wasted money on Home Basic with its non-aero interface and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Chess Titans is a fun game, and that's why the Chess Master people are going out of business. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty much it for this week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back next week with Adam, so no doubt he'll be blabbering on about something or other.
Oh, he's got ODST for his birthday.
Oh, so. Wow, so he can now try and review it.
Yeah, and I need to play it.
Yeah, well, maybe we can do like a second wave Stop review. Yeah, second wave review. He can talk about how he's done the first level, and we could talk about how we complete the whole game on co-op on Legendary.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or can be left on the website at gamercast.net.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast. You can leave any comments on there as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
If I have any comments, they'll be mentioned on next week's show, so feel free to send any at replies or messages or whatever. You won't be forgotten about. I should check the Gamercast feed.
yeah, but other than that, we'll be back next week.
Yep. Bye-bye.